This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the valedictory session of the departmental summit of the Minister of Jal Shakti in New Delhi today. The two-day departmental summit was the first in a series of departmental summits envisioned by the Prime Minister to strengthen the spirit of Team India, deepen cooperative federalism, and foster collective ownership of national priorities through closer collaboration between the centre and the states. The initiative provided a structured platform to jointly deliberate on critical sectoral priorities and accelerate implementation and outcomes. In Uttar Pradesh, former commander of the Western Air Command, retired Air Marshal Jitendra Mishra, is appointed as the first CEO of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Kshetra Trust in Ayodhya today. The appointment was announced after the meeting of a trust held at Maniram Das Chhawani in Ayodhya under the chairmanship of Trust President Mahant Nritya Gopal Das. The CEO will be responsible for overseeing the administrative functioning of the trust and handling key operational responsibilities related to the Sri Ram Temple Complex. Trust Interim General Secretary Krishna Mohan informed about the appointment of three new members, which include Madan Mohan Pandey, a senior advocate from Ayodhya, Mahesh Bhagchandka of Delhi, and retired principal Dr. Nirmala Yadav from Shukohabad. India continues to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in the ongoing rescue and relief efforts. The 15 Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance has reached Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said the aircraft carried 11-member rescue team with specialized equipment along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analyzing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Meanwhile, the death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 1,127, with nearly 4,900 still missing as rescuers battle rain and debris. Nepal Prime Minister Balendra Shah told Parliament today that the devastation caused by the flash floods stands as a stark warning of escalating climate risks in the Himalayan region and called on the international community to share responsibility for mitigating its impacts. Mr. Shah also noted that Nepal has already received messages of goodwill and material assistance from multiple countries and multilateral partners. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, and the World Bank President Ajay Banga on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Asheville, United States. She discussed the global economic outlook and India's evolving growth trajectory with Ms. Georgieva. With Mr. Banga, the Finance Minister discussed further strengthening the India-World Bank Group partnership. The discussions also covered a sector-based programmatic approach to credit enhancement for infrastructure. Ms. Sitharaman also met the European Commissioner for Economy, Valdis Dombrovskis. Japanese credit rating agency JCRA has upgraded India's sovereign rating to a negative from BBB positive, citing the country's solid economic growth, robust private consumption and public investment, along with improvements in the soundness of its financial system. In an official statement, JCRA said the Indian economy has maintained a high growth rate of more than 7%, supported by strong private consumption and public investment. The Supreme Court today said it will take up the reconstitution of the Bar Council of India after the newly elected state bar councils complete the statutory process for constituting the BCI. The Apex Court was hearing pleas challenging the continued occupation of the BCI chairperson's post by senior advocate Manan Kumar Mishra and the purported extension of his tenure till 2030. The Bombay High Court today ordered a CBI probe into the death of Disha Salian, former manager of late actor Sushant Singh Rajput, and pulled up the Mumbai police for failing to register an FIR for 6 years. A division bench of Justices Sarang Kotwal and Ranjit Sinha Rajiv Bhosle said that an investigation cannot drag on for an inordinately long period, emphasizing that a central agency probe was necessary to ensure a proper and substantive investigation into the matter. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the second round of China Masters Super 750 tournament with straight game victories in respective singles event in Shenzhen, Guangdong province. Men's double duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and the mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapil and Tanisha Krasto also moved to the next round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.